Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's happening? Welcome back to another week. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I do want to start with something that came to my attention over the weekend. Raymundo, the guy that runs all the sound on the show, he's our audio producer. He wants to get Botox now. What is this about?
Well, it's actually called a Brotox, and apparently now that I'm 35, I'm showing my age a little bit with wrinkles. So I got talking to my wife, and a company in town said if I start to forward the movement of Brotox, they will give it to me for free. Yeah!
Well, it's still Botox. I mean, Brotox is just a funny name for it.
Well, a lot of guys think that it's just for females, but also lines make you look older. And with Brotox, it actually will trim off about 10 years of your age. Yeah!
Huh. Wait, so you want to look 25?
My wife suggested it to me, and then she did a poll on her Instagram. About 1,400 people said, yes, Raymundo needs to get Brotox. Yeah!
Okay. Can I ask, though, why you're anxious and looking a lot younger? I've never obviously had Botox or had, but I'm kind of okay with physically where I just look a little older because I am older. I think as a guy, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it as a girl either, but I don't know what a girl thinks about, you know, Botox or lip injections. I have no idea what's happening there. But I know as a guy, I think guys are cool to be older. Why are you worried about that?
Well, I did have a lot of years when I was working in the lumber mill, a lot of heavy machinery and stuff, and it did wear on my face and stuff like that. So if I could use something that technology's been advanced to where I can look younger, why not? I that's what I say.
Eddie, if you stood Ray next to me, who looks younger?
You.
You think so?
Yeah, you look younger for sure. I mean, Ray definitely tries with a hat backwards, which you're not doing anymore. But, I mean, I feel like if he took his hat off, he's definitely balding in the back and
ooh,
all that.
Dang.
So I would say you.
Wow. How much does Brotox cost?
I think it's in the hundreds of dollars. So luckily I got the hookup.
Are you supposed to mention a company? Don't do it here. Don't
No. I'm good. They just said, listen, if you just start to do it, if people see it on your Instagram that you're looking younger, then they're going to want to go to this place. And so I said, okay, I'll do it. I don't care. My wife is in full support. She's going and holding my hand through the entire operation.
And you think if you just post pictures of you on Instagram, people are going to go, hey, wow, Ray, you look a lot younger. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, that's what they do, so don't tell them that it's not going to work. But I am all in on Brotox. Yeah!
Okay. Is there a record for yes in a segment?
He's betting the over on that.
Wow. Eddie, what do you think?
I mean, Botox. I don't even honestly don't know what Botox is or what it does. Like, I'm assuming that's the one they inject and it puffs and it just takes wrinkles out. But again, that's even temporary, right? Like, that stuff just goes away.
Botox, what it does, you like pop it into your forehead. This is limited knowledge, okay?
Just all dudes talking about Botox. I have
but
no idea.
This is what you do. And I'll go to Mike for a sec. He's on the computer over there doing research. What you do is you inject it into your head, and it pretty much it doesn't allow movement in the rest of your forehead. What does it do, Mike, officially?
It stops the muscles from contracting.
So,
smooths it out.
What's it say?
Smooths it out.
So it doesn't work anymore. Like, all the muscles are just kind of dead.
Therefore, your face just doesn't move when you're talking?
Pretty much.
Interesting.
The upper part of it.
See, I think guys like you know, you look at these older actors like Harrison Ford and like Clooney and even like Brad Pitt. He looks cool in wrinkles. Like, I don't think it's a bad look to have wrinkles.
I bet you they still got a lot of work done.
Oh, they got Botox too?
I would think so. Mm, anything else you found over there, Mike?
That's it.
Okay, Ray, when are you going to get this?
I'm going in today, so...
What?
You got, yeah, next
today?
Time, yeah, you guys ain't even going to recognize me next time you see me. Yeah!
What's wrong with this guy?
You think tomorrow I walk in the office and I'm like, are you Ray's son?
You just say, hey, kid, how you doing?
Well, I didn't know you were going to come in tomorrow. Okay. Good luck, Ray.
Thank you.
You already lined it up for free and you haven't even talked about it on the show yet?
They don't give a rip, honestly. They just said there's not enough bros to know about it, so do your part, and I said I will.
Okay. We can't wait to see what happens with Ray's bro talks. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Here we go. Hello, Bobby Bones. I was out buying some new outfits. I got home. I tried on the clothes. They didn't fit. I wanted to return them. When I found the receipt, I noticed that I was only charged for 3 of my 6 items. So I want to return the items and want to give back the other items since I didn't pay for them. However, I've worked in retail for a long time, and I know the cashier's name and ID number are on the receipts. I'm worried if I return all the items, the cashier from my original transaction will be in trouble. Thanks. What should I do? Carly, a listener that started your show at 22 and is still a listener at 26. Okay. I also worked in retail, so I'll lead with that. And just say, if you don't want it, take it all back. Just take it all back. He's not going to get in trouble. She's not going to get in trouble.
Well, they might.
They won't.
I think that's super thoughtful of her to even think of that, though. Can she call the store and say if the person's name is on the receipt and be like, hey, when is Cindy working?
Oh, that's weird. No, I would say you can call. The things that you're going to take back, listen, if they fit you, keep them. If it's something you wanted to keep. If you're going to take them back anyway, take them all back. If it's like a boutique store, a mom and pop store, take it all back because they're counting on every purchase happening. If it's one of these big box chain stores, it's going to be more hassle than it is anything. They got to put it back in the system. They got to put it in another store. They got to ship it out. Like, they messed up. That's on them. Keep the item. Give it to a friend. That's basically what I would say, dude. If your heart is just screaming at you to take it back or you're going to go to hell, well, take it back. However, boutique store, give it back. Big store, don't worry about it. Give it to somebody else. Now, if you need your money back for some of the other stuff, that's different. Go take it back and get your money back. But for the stuff that wasn't rung up, it doesn't matter. That's the ins and outs. I know that's a little too in the weeds for you guys. But again, when you take something back to a Sam's or Walmart, they have to go, boom, put it in returns. They're not going to go put it back on the shelf. They send it to another store. Just a whole process. And then you may get somebody in trouble. That's what I would say do.
Yeah.
What would you do in that situation?
Well, I think I would try to figure out when the person was working that checked me out. And that way I can return everything, but then not get anybody in trouble. Because I go and return it. I'm like, hey, Cindy, heads up. Didn't want anybody else to see that you didn't charge me for these, but I need to return everything. And then, boom, everybody's good.
And then you don't go to hell.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then the checkout person, yeah, doesn't get in trouble.
Big store, keep it. Little store, take it back. I used to work at Hobby Lobby. People would bring crap in. I'd be like, wish they would have kept this stuff.
Oh, well, I'm sure somewhere in the chain of people higher up with you in Hobby Lobby would be like, yeah, thank you for returning.
Maybe that. Mr. Lobby and that's it. Because the rest of us were like, now we got to send this back. You got to mark the price down. Just keep it. More labor is going into it than it is you're making money on it at that point. Thank you, Carly. Thank you for emailing. You can email us at any time, everybody. Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag at BobbyBones.com.
There you go. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Petty Officer First Class Ryan Sykes was given the keys to a new custom-built home in his hometown in Grass Valley, California. And this is super awesome because he has toured in Afghanistan multiple times. He sustained a traumatic brain injury, left him partially paralyzed. So he needed a home built specifically to his needs. And it was given to him by Homes for Our Troops.
Well, it just reminds me of how great our listeners are because I'm glad he got that house. And that's what we try to do on this show, too. We have been able to award vets three houses?
Yeah, we've done
four houses?
Four, I think. Yeah.
Because of you guys, the listeners of the show. Like, the B team has come together. And when I say built a house, like, literally, paid, built it, paid for it for different vets who have gone through different traumatic injuries. And we've built homes together for them. So, love it for him. But also, it just reminds me how strong this team is that listens to the show and works together. What are you reading over there?
Well, just how Ryan is now training as a competitive cyclist in the U.S. Paralympics. So that'll be something awesome for him, too. And he said that this home has given him more than just a new house. Like, it's given him so much more. So super special.
That's awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone is Kayla in South Carolina. Hey, Kayla.
Well, I was wondering if you could bring back an old segment called Wife Confessions, because I have one.
Okay, we'd love to hear it. What is your wife confession?
So for the last year, I've been asking my husband to go through his clothes in the closet because he has a bunch of, like, golfing T-shirts. And it's like he's collecting them without knowing he's collecting them. And so pretty much every weekend, I ask him to go through his clothes because we need to get rid of some because it's like 90% of the closet is full of his shirts. Well, about a month ago, I asked him for the last time, and he did not get rid of any. So I took matters into my own hands, and I started selling some of them online.
Oh.
That's just terrible.
Wait, hold on.
So she's not even donating. She's making money.
How did you sell them? What platform?
So I just use Facebook Marketplace.
Nice.
Good one.
And so are you just putting up a shirt and going, hey, this is, you know, golf now, work later. I don't know. What are they, like, funny golf shirts, like with little slogans and stuff?
They're like PGA Tour golf clothes, like Izod Golf, and they're really
like
nice.
Collared shirts.
Yeah, like the dry fit kind of material.
And you're just selling them,
how
huh?
much are you able to sell those for? I'm just asking.
Well, I'm only selling them for like $10 because they're used, you know.
Yeah. No, that's easy money.
The people where I am love them, and they take them.
Okay.
Do you mail them off, or do they come by the house and get them?
They come by the house, and sometimes I'll meet them like in town at a public place.
And you made over $300 selling your husband's shirts? I wouldn't tell him. I keep selling. You've given him a warning.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
You told them for months to get rid of the shirts.
What are you doing with the money?
Well, right now I'm just saving it for whatever, you know.
Oh, okay.
I just he doesn't know, so why not?
Treating yourself.
Yeah, well, she should treat herself.
Yeah, she's working hard to
That's
earn
right.
that money.
Or you can just split it with him one day and be like, all right, here's your half, here's my half.
Mm-hmm.
I sold all those golf shirts I've been trying to get you to get rid of. Eddie, do you hate this?
Yeah, yeah, because I too have a lot of golf shirts. I have a lot of T-shirts, a lot of hats, and if I've... This is the thing. When you go play golf, you're like, you don't maybe use all the shirts, but there's some days where you're just like, ah, this is perfect for that neon yellow shirt. And you start looking for it. You're like, wait, where is it? Oh my gosh, my wife got rid of it. And you get upset. It's your shirt. She can't go in there and just take that shirt.
She's taken 90% of the closet. And she has said for months, you need to get rid of some of these shirts. If you are given an order and you can't explain back why that order is not fair, It's on her.
Oh, I don't know,
so,
man.
So has he noticed at all that shirts are missing?
He has not noticed because he literally has so many. Each time he goes golfing, it's like a brand new shirt to him. And all these shirts that he gets are like gifts, like Father's Day or his birthday or Christmas. And so he doesn't really notice that they're gone. He just picks out a new one every time.
Bones, you have a lot of shoes, right?
Yeah.
What if one day you're like, oh, let me wear those Air Maxes that I love, and they're gone because Caitlin sold them?
If
mad.
If she had said to me, hey, you have too many shoes, or taking up
which
the closet
space. Which
she
probably has.
No, she hasn't. Oh. I use a guest closet. And she's like, hey, we need to move some stuff. If I didn't have a good response back and a reason, and then she started selling them 3 months later.
Okay, let's reverse this. We got to reverse it for the point. What if Caitlin goes into her closet and she's looking for a pair of heels or a purse or whatever that she wanted and she couldn't find it and she found out you sold it? Would Caitlin be mad?
But it all depends on the conversation that's been had already.
She would be mad. There was no conversation.
With her, Kayla, there was. She told her husband. She said, hey.
Yeah, but she didn't say, hey, get them or I'm going to sell them. Right.
She told him multiple times. I'm team Kayla. You guys.
Why?
I don't know. I feel
I'm team Kayla. Kayla, you told him. He's a knucklehead. He didn't listen.
She feels bad. That's why she's confessing.
And then he has to pay. You do the time, you pay the crime. Wait, you do the crime, you pay the time. Whatever that saying is. Kayla, I think it's great. Split the money with him. Give him like $400 when you get a bunch all saved up.
That might make it better.
Each. And be like, hey, you didn't get rid of your shirts. Here's $400. I sold a bunch of them. And I think you have a good life. I'm on your team. There's no need for a confession. This is more like teaching lessons to other people listening.
Thank you.
All right, Kayla. There's not even, what?
Or she can make him a golf shirt blanket. That's what I did with all my husband's extra shirts.
That blanket idea.
That'd make me even more
mad. No, it's great. Yes, because you still have the shirts.
You don't use it and it's just taking up space.
No, but it's still a special blanket full of your shirts. And that way we didn't get rid of them. We just repurposed them.
I wouldn't want a golf shirt blanket.
Me either.
Kayla, you're doing good. Keep up the good work. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Kayla. Let us know when your husband finds out, though. Ooh, that might be it.
Happy Independence Day.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July. Chris Jansen here. My favorite 4th of July memory, oh my gosh, not only are we celebrating freedom in an awesome country, which is America, but I'm also celebrating my anniversary. Whoop, whoop.
Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
she looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
she had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver.
And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go.
Number 5.
A guy in Phoenix had to have part of his femur, hip, and glute removed after a bone cancer diagnosis 2 years ago, so just walking again was a huge ordeal. But he used to run marathons, so his goal was to finish one again, and he just did it. He spent 12 and a half hours to get 26.2 miles, and his surgeon supported him by also going along with him. And they were in San Diego. They video chatted the whole time. The surgeon was on the phone.
Oh, wow, that's
cool. Yeah, he didn't actually walk beside him. But he did it over 12 and a half hours and didn't stop and completed his marathon.
Number 4.
A woman in Detroit says her faith in people is restored after 2 15-year-old kids found her dog running around, brought it to her house, and sat on her porch for 45 minutes to make sure she got it back. Here she is talking about him.
They had been sitting there for 45, 50 minutes, and they found him in the other neighborhood, and he led them home. Those boys are so sweet. To know I'm in a neighborhood where we look out for each other, and, you know, there's good people out there still.
Number 3.
A cop and a paramedic got called to the same emergency at a restaurant, and now those two are engaged. He wanted to ask for a number and didn't have a chance to, but luckily she found him on Facebook and liked his page.
Oh, interesting.
So since they were called to the same spot at the same time, they met. Now they're getting married.
Love
That's
it.
Pretty cool. That's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a movie.
Number 2.
A guy in Texas named Marcos Perez has been donating blood every 2 weeks for 37 years, specifically blood platelets, which takes longer and is a bit more painful. When he was a baby, a blood transfusion saved his life, so he wanted to do it too. So in 1984, when he became old enough, he started giving blood. He is on his 962nd blood donation. Oh. He's about to hit 1,000. He's helped just under 3,000 people.
That's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Number 1!
And your number 1 story, I'll ask you this question. A new study found the biggest things that make people happy are blank.
Family?
Correct, that's number 1.
Pets. Dogs?
A sense of community is number 2.
That kind of fits in there.
And being in nature is number 3.
Oh, I was going to say bird watching. Oh.
You know what did not make the top 5?
Mm-hmm. What?
Money.
Oh, that's right.
Because people aren't honest when they answer these surveys. They want to seem like a good person. They act like they care about their family.
In fact, places that had more money had lower happiness scores.
Interesting.
Okay.
How do you explain that?
Yeah, the Hamptons. Let me tell you, they're real unhappy in the Hamptons.
Maybe. If you go ask them how they really feel, more money, more problems.
Yeah, okay, as they're sitting on their yacht right there in the Hamptons. Yeah. Oh, miserable guys. This just sucks.
All right, there you go. That's the Good News Countdown.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Happy Independence Day.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July, y'all. It's Lainey Wilson here. When I think about 4th of July, I think about being in my hometown in Northeast Louisiana, a little town called Baskin, us sitting around in the backyard, popping them fireworks, just having a good old time.
Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July.
Sally in Iowa is on the phone.
My daughter's 16, and about 7 or 8 months ago, she said she was talking to this guy in India, and I'm like, freaked out. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? You're talking about a guy in India. And she's like, it's just a teenage boy.
I'd shut that down right now. I wouldn't say another word. I'd shut it down right now. But keep going.
Exactly. So I'm like, no, you have to block this person. You don't know who he is. The other day, like, I don't know, 2 days ago, she said, Mom, I have to tell you something. And she's a good kid in general, sport, athletic, you know, good grade, whatever. She's like, I have to tell you something. I never blocked that kid in India. I'm like, what? And now he's 18. She's like, Mom, he's just a friend. I'm like, but how do you know? I mean, what is the point? I mean, like...
How old is she? 16?
She's 16.
Yeah. No.
You know what? She ain't old enough.
Mm-mm, nope.
If she had a guy in Indiana, I'd be worried. Much less India.
Right. Who knows if he's really even from... He could be from anywhere in the world. That's what's crazy. And also, I don't know, but should there be... Bobby, what do you think? Should there be a consequence? Like, she said she was going to block the guy, and then she didn't. She continued talking, and her mom trusted that she was blocking him. Should there be a consequence for that?
No.
Why?
Interesting.
But here's why. She came to you and admitted it.
Okay, true.
And she didn't meet up with him secretly.
Okay.
I think it's a pre-consequence.
Mm, okay.
You go, hey, listen, because you told me the truth, I'm not angry here, but if you do this again, I'm going to be really angry.
Right, and this is like seriously to protect you. And I know I heard you say, my daughter's a good kid. I've heard from multiple just experts and people that I even follow online that this is what they do for a living, is to help protect kids from this type of stuff. And they were like, it can happen to the kid you would like never guess in a million years that would get caught up in this weird online type scandal situation. And so I just want you to not be naive to the fact, because your daughter's a good kid.
It can also be a 40-year-old dude.
Yes.
Who is just trying to get something from
her. And they know how to groom,
you.
And yes, they know how to do certain things, and or could be it could be all kinds of scary scenarios. So I would just go into protective mode, but not like in a helicopter mean way, but in a like, hey, just have honest, real conversations with your daughter about it way.
Heck, tell her I said it.
Yeah.
I've been tricked by many people from India.
Yeah.
Well,
even America.
I've been tricked by a lot of people. Okay?
Bobby's been tricked by hot models that were not hot models.
Yeah, it was a dude in a hotel room in Texas. It was a whole thing way back many years ago. I've changed
a long time
a lot
ago.
Yeah.
Sally, no way. I'm always someone to go, hey, what's the compromise? There is no compromise here. You're 16. You're not talking to dudes from India. We don't know who this dude is. The end. That's a wrap. Put a bow on it. Mail it back to the North Pole. The end.
I think I just tell her that. No.
Yeah, no buts.
Yeah, no buts.
No buts.
I'm the mom. Well, you're the mom. I'm not the mom. But that's it. The end. Not good. I've seen too much. Too many bad things happen. People, I'm in India. I'm a hot mom. No, that's not me. Never mind. All right, Sally. I hope that we gave you what you need to go ahead and pull the trigger on that.
Exactly what I needed. Thank you so much.
All right, Sally. Good luck. Let us know what happens. If you want to call us back, we'd love the update.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Woo,
come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Carl Garrison, 96 years old, built his home in Shoreline, Washington almost 40 years ago. But over the years, his veteran's health has declined. And as he's gotten older, he hasn't been able to maintain the house and especially the yard. So there are code violations in the city of North Seattle, and they're stacking up, and there are fines stacking up. That's when Jason Kirk came in. Jason's manager of a Seattle Home Depot and a fellow veteran, and he stepped in to help. Now, under his direction, with the help from the Home Depot Foundation, West Carroll, Washington, and dozens of volunteers, everything was made. The repairs were made. The cleanup was made. And so Carl's home is completely up to code now as of this past weekend. Here's what workers did. They cleaned up the yard. They put in new plants and mulch. They built a ramp so he could more easily make it inside his own home and to his second story with his walker. And so he was amazed. And this is Carl.
I'm just totally awed. I can't believe it's happening to me. I mean, I feel like I'm just a guy.
That's an awesome story. And an awesome clip. And by the way, Carl's 96. That's amazing, too.
Yeah.
And so that is somebody looking out for our veterans. As a matter of fact, it's a veteran looking out for other veterans.
So cool.
That is a great story. Glad we could share it. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone right now is Rakita. Hi, Rakita, New Mexico. How are you?
I'm good. And how are you, Bobby?
Pretty good.
Morning.
Thank you for calling. What's up?
Yeah, I have been listening to you guys forever. And I know you guys always say, I feel good. I feel so good. I just wanted to know where that came from, because it's so cool, and it just makes me feel like good.
Thanks. It actually comes from me playing high school football and the cheerleaders on both sides. And that, you got to understand, I went to a AA school. We had 50 people in my entire class. So it wasn't like it was this massive stadium full of people. You know, not a 5A school, not Texas or Florida or California. So you got, you know, a couple hundred people in the stands, and the cheerleaders, Mount Pine Red Devils on our side, Jessaville Lions on the other side. Mount Pine cheerleaders would go, hey, Jessaville, how do you feel? And they would go,
with some claps and kicks. I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Then they go, hey, Mountain Pine Red Devils, how do you feel? And they would do it back, and they'd see who could go get louder and then get the crowd louder and louder.
Oh, I like that.
And they would just continue to go back and forth. I don't know if it ever stopped. They might still be doing it because there was no true end. But that is what happened. It was high school football. I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. And then they would ask the next person. So I go, hey, Eddie, how do you feel?
And I say,
no, you just say it.
I feel good. Oh, I feel so good.
And then you say,
hey, Bobby, how do you feel?
And then we never stop. And then we die in our caskets. I feel good.
Still going.
But that's where it comes from, Rakita, is me, high school football.
That's awesome. Because I played a lot of sports in high school. So I get how that could, like, pump you up so good.
Yeah. Rakita, how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel so good.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And when we ask you, if you call them, we go, how do you feel? You can say, oh, I feel fine. If you don't know, but the real, like the real team, they know to go, I feel good. Oh, I feel so good. Thank you, Rakita. Hope you have a great day, great week.
Thank you guys too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
A semicolon got arrested.
Okay.
It got two back-to-back sentences.
That was the Morning Corny.
What's your question?
Can you explain it to me? I have no idea.
Yeah, a semicolon is used. That's the dot and the comma. And you can use that with two sentences. You put it in between basically two sentences without a period.
Oh, okay. I didn't know why you used a semicolon. That's why that joke was way over my head.
Well,
too intelligent for me.
No, I think it's a good one. And a lot of teachers out there are going to tell it.
Are they?
Yeah. You know,
I don't think I've ever used a semicolon.
Thank you, Dennis Miller. We're about to have an 8-year-old on the phone here who broke the Girl Scout record for cookies, 32,484 boxes in one season.
Dang.
She sold online in front of her house. And once she started selling a lot, she started going, how can I use this to give back? And so that's exactly what she did. It's all about her community, cancer research, and she just continued to sell. And she's about to be on in just one second. She also had childhood cancer, and so that was why it was important to her. I just love getting kids on that make a difference. And I believe she's on now. 8 years old, third grader in Southern California. Lily, thank you for coming on the show. Wow. Hi, Lily. Are you just the belle of the ball right now? Everybody's like, wow, Lily, you did so great.
Yes. Thank you.
So tell our listeners what you did to sell all these cookies.
I did a lot of deliveries, and I also did a booth outside of my house that really helps too. I also did sell online.
People from every state and even other countries bought cookies from you. And those will be sent out to hospitals, homeless centers, and to troops overseas. How neat is it to actually help out other people at the same time?
It's so awesome. It feels like there's a million needs because all these people are donating. I never thought this many people would want to donate. It just means so much to me.
Is your mom there with you?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Are you Trish the mom?
I am.
Trish, how crazy is it to see Lily do something that not only is a great thing for her, right, but also to give back? And, you know, you're seeing cookies being donated to all over the world.
It's unreal. You know, people, the number one question that we get is, how could you possibly have helped your daughter sell over 30,000 boxes of cookies? But, you know, Lily was born with cancer. So this life and these moments are what we fought for every day. And it's a dream to watch her pull that wagon and reach for her dreams, and to see the world respond how they did and are, is magic. It really, really is.
Did you guys set out to break a record? And if you didn't, how did you, at what point did you know, oh boy, we are selling a lot of cookies?
We didn't even know there was such thing. We had no idea. At the beginning of the season, Lily's goal was to sell 5,000 boxes so that she could earn her trip to Fiji and Australia. And she reached her 5,000 boxes in pre-sales. So from there, she decided, okay, Mom, how many boxes do I have to sell so that I could start feeding the homeless and buying food for the homeless? So I said, okay, then you have to sell 10,000 boxes. So she did that in a few days. And we were told one number was the top selling number. She had to pull out almost 10,000 boxes, and she did it a week early.
Well, thank you for sharing some time with us. And I want to tell Lily the same thing if you put her back on the phone. We just really appreciate you guys.
Yes, I appreciate you. Hi,
Lily! Yes. Lily! Hey, Lily, say your last name.
Bumpus, B-U-M-P-U-S.
Okay, so follow at Lily Bumpus _ give forward. That's her Instagram, Lily Bumpus _ give forward. Lily, you are A+ and the best. Congratulations. Big things ahead for you. You have a heart of gold. Okay, kid?
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Lily.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy 4th of July
here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
So what happened?
Well, I'm on my phone, and all of a sudden, this pop-up appears on my phone telling me that I could be the recipient of a $1,000 PayPal gift card from Apple. It said, congratulations, Apple user. Once a week, we randomly select a few lucky users, and today it's you. Click OK to answer questions, complete the survey, and then boom, you get a $1,000 gift card to PayPal.
Question one, what's your social? Question two, what's your bank account number? What?
I didn't end up filling anything out, because I was like, this just seems a little shady, but it popped up on my phone and I have an Apple phone. Like, why wouldn't I believe? So I took a screenshot and then I posted it to see if anybody else had had that happen. And I guess in the browser, it says unsecure link or something. I don't know. Is that
a clue?
What
did you have open that allowed that pop-up to happen?
I have no idea. I think I was just on my phone. I don't even remember exactly what I was doing. Maybe I can go back to the screenshot and see, but maybe just using my browser.
So you think there's a chance you really won $1,000?
I don't know. It
but you
said,
think there's a, what's the chance in your mind before I was negative about it? When you saw it, what was the chance you thought you won?
50-50?
Oh.
It said once a week, they randomly select a few lucky users. Ooh, and today, it's you, it said to me.
That's pretty cool.
And I thought, like,
no, that's not pretty cool. That's not pretty cool. Don't be clicking stuff. Do you think they're just randomly giving away $1,000? And I think, too, it's probably not coming from Apple. I think they realize most people are just an Apple user in some way. If it's iTunes, Apple Music, iPhone.
See? Right there. That's it. Dear Apple user.
Why don't they say, Dear Amy?
Ooh. Oh, good call. I wouldn't have caught that.
If they know who you are and it's coming from Apple, they have all your information.
That's true. You're right.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't click that.
Yeah, I know. Even if you're in the browser, it says not secure and has all these weird letters. But heads up, if something like this pops up on your phone, don't fall for it. Because what we have concluded is it's not real.
How much is the gift card?
It's a phishing scam.
$1,000.
It's $1,000 though, Bones.
No, it's a phishing scam for sure. Remember the last time in our emails that we got an email from our CEO and CFO going, hey, everybody won $300.
Yes.
And I came on and I said, do not click it. That's a scam. And what happened?
It was not a scam.
It was real. I know.
I know. I got my $100.
I know. And I didn't do it because I didn't. What?
But also, I would say, like, I could see that, you know, someone like, you know, an older person, like my dad for sure. I mean, he had an Apple. If that would have popped up for him, he would have clicked okay and entered in all of his info to get his $1,000 gift card and he would have gotten totally scammed.
Here's what I'm seeing on the internet. Amazon, Apple, they both have this scam. It's not them doing it, but people know, a lot of people use Amazon and Apple and they send it out. Congratulations. You are the, and then you click it and it says you have 2 minutes, 51 seconds to fill this out. Question one, are you a regular user of the product? You click yes. And then eventually it gets your information.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fall for it. PSA, the more you know, if you get a pop-up that goes, you want anything. You didn't win anything. You went to a bad site.
Yeah, I don't know where I was or what I was Googling, but somehow that popped up.
All right, good. I'm glad we talked about this, though.
I've been getting a text, but it says, Dear Kaylee, so I'm assuming it's wrong.
Yeah, that's not you.
It's a good assumption.
What is the text saying to you?
It's like the same thing, Amazon gift card, but I'm like,
don't fall for it,
friends. I'm not Kaylee.
Okay, don't fall for it.
Happy Independence Day.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July, y'all. It's Jelly Roll, and I wanted to tell you about the time me and my brothers had a drinking competition on the 4th of July that ended up with two of them face down in the yard. And I said two of them because it wasn't me. Yes, baby.
Bobby Bones Show. Happy 4th of July.
Do you like it if you're in a store and one of the people working in the store comes up and goes, hey, let me help you out. What's going on? How you doing today? Or would you like to just, you know, roam and graze freely?
It really just depends on what I'm looking for. If I'm just shopping and I'm there to browse, then I'm kind of like, oh man, no, because I don't want to be rude, but I know they're just doing their job. But if I'm at like Home Depot or Lowe's, because I have no idea where I am or I'm going, I appreciate it, because sometimes those people are hard to find.
Yeah, and it's like they're harder to find now.
Yeah.
Like there are less people walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to graze freely. I went and I was at the mall and there was a watch store and I was killing time because Caitlin was shopping at a different store. And I've kind of forced myself to like watches now, but I do. And so I go into this watch store and the guy's like, hey man, how's it going? And I was like, good. And he's like, can I help you with anything? I'm like, nah, just looking around. He's like, cool, give it a beat. He goes, hey, so you like watches? And I'm not going to say no to that.
You're at a watch store.
I'm not going to go, no, man, hate them. And I go, yeah, man, yeah. So I just kind of got into them recently. He's like, cool. He's like, what's your favorite one you have? and I don't know anything about watches. And I was like, I got a silver one. It's pretty cool.
And got he kinda, hands on
and
it.
He doesn't know if I'm just wasting time or actually looking to buy a watch. So he's come over and he's like, let me show you around here. Let me show you some of my favorite watches. And I'm just like, oh, I just want to look. But the weird thing is at the watch store, they don't put prices on the watches.
Mm. Oh.
But what so, but what you can do is you can Google them, and you look like a real, I'm scrolling through trying to find. So I don't look like I belong there.
Well, yeah, in a watch store, that's a more intimate setting. Like it's if a very they talk small to you, store. There's no way.
Can't run from it.
Out. Yeah.
So at the end, I was like, all right, man, I'm not going to get anything today. Seatland just kind of walked out. But I wish I'd had that time to just look around with no pressure. And I was reading a story, too. If you're trying on clothes at a store, don't be too chatty with the staff, because if you do, you end up spending more money because there's a guilt attached to it as well for the amount of work they put in to talk to you to get you stuff. I used to go to the Buckle. I go into the Buckle, and I try to find me a shirt. And I'd be like, I like this shirt. And then all of a sudden, over the top of the door in the dressing room, jeans would come flying over like halfway going, hey, we thought this looked good in those jeans. Hey, here's a belt. What about this shirt? And I'm just like, man, this poor person just went through, pulled 8 items they thought would look good on me. It's probably the same items they pulled for everybody else. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take my shirt, and I guess I'll take that belt, too.
Yeah.
But they say on average you spend $30 to $40 more if you're talking with the employee, because you start to feel a connection. If you're on the fence, you buy because of guilt.
The psychology behind that's interesting.
So there you go. If you're trying to stick to a dollar amount, don't talk to the people in the store.
And then you think you're going to offend them by not buying what they're trying to sell. It's not theirs.
Feel guilty. If I walk in and I talk to them and I don't buy anything, I feel like I let down my friend.
I know. And they have nothing to do with it except they just work there.
They're just trying to pay their bills. There is somebody. We'll go into a store at the mall. And there's somebody, because we go into the same store so many times looking for clothes. They know who we are. And they're like, hey, what's happening? Let me. And they just kind of. But then I feel like I need to buy at least one thing. Guilt will get you, man.
Yeah. Commission.
Then they do make commission. Yes. There was an awkward time, too, where we were going upstairs to the shoe place. And he's like, I'll just take you guys up to shoes as well. But he didn't work in shoes. And so we walk up. He's with us. We're up at shoes. But then the shoe person comes out. Like, hey, let me help you. It was like, wee, wee, woo, between the two people.
Standoff.
Between him and the shoe person. And I don't know if they worked out some deal. Like, he gets some of that side commission. But in the end, he kind of went, hey, listen, I don't work up here. I'm going to go back to my spot.
He lost the battle.
Happy 4th of July here on the Bobby Bone Show.
In broad daylight, this woman gets attacked by a bobcat on the video camera on the doorbell.
Like in the middle of a real neighborhood?
The guy's walking out. It's her husband, and he's carrying like some cake or something. It's in the morning. There's a jogger running by, and he goes, hey, how's it going? Next thing you know, a bobcat attacks his wife on the other side of the car. This is the clip. Here you go.
Good morning. I need to wash my car. Watch out! It's a bobcat! Attack my wife! A bobcat!
I mean, he chunks the bobcat, yeah, too.
Sometimes I don't know who the noise is coming from, the people or the cat.
Everybody was scared.
Yeah.
The cat, the people. I wonder, bobcats don't normally attack in the daytime unless it's scared or hungry. Something was going on and all. Like, there's just too many factors here that are weird. But everybody's okay.
Thank goodness.
But he takes that cat and just chunks it across the yard, just instinctually. But that was a wild video cut right on the doorbell cam.
Literally wild.
Okay. You also wonder, too, like, is this neighborhood new? Meaning they knock a bunch of woods down.
Right. Or they just happen to be the other side of it, is a bunch of woods.
And the cat's looking for food, hungry. Another story I saw was out on the beach in Panama City, there was this little girl got pulled out with the tide. And so these two women go to save her, but then one of them gets pulled out. And so they're fighting the current, and the current's just slamming the beach hard. And so it looks like there's about 40 people, and they make one of those human chains.
Oh, I love that.
They lock hands. Although, I don't know if locking hands is the way to go. I think I would lock arms.
Yeah, elbows.
Because if one person's hand slips, and you're the one that slips, there's like six of you guys gone.
Yeah, that's worse.
But the girl was saved. Everybody comes back, but the current's just slamming these people. But how about, I mean, they just started yelling at the beach and everybody started coming in, locking arms, locking hands, and getting out there. Here's a clip of one of the rescuers.
But the current kept pulling us out. And every time we take one step forward, it would take us back three steps. And I've swam in a lot of oceans and done a lot of things, and I've never experienced anything like that. It's real. Mother Nature is no joke.
Mother Nature is no joke is right. back in the day, all the best TV shows had amazing theme songs. From our childhood, we knew all the words to all the songs at the beginning. Now, not so much. So, I'm going to play you the theme song to a pretty current show. See if you can name it, okay? There are seven of these. Let's go with number one. This is from 2011. Possibly the most famous one on this list.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen this.
But what?
I'm thinking, because you said it's the most famous one on the list, and I'm like, was this super famous?
Yeah, what? I don't remember the name of it.
The one I have in my head, like, I didn't know everybody watched. Maybe it's something else. Okay, man.
Oh, man.
All right, everybody in?
Yeah.
Amy.
Walking Dead?
Mm-mm.
Shoot, dang it. It's the other one.
Eddie?
See, I'm picturing the one, the guy from Wisconsin, the murderer dude. It's like a documentary, To Kill a Murderer.
What?
Making a Murderer?
Making a Murderer.
That was later. That was like 2016,
dang. 17. Not it. Lunchbox?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, dang. I thought it was House of Cards.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, dang.
It's going through like all the little...
No.
Okay.
No.
Next up, can you name this from 2016? TV show theme from 2016. By the way, this show is still going.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it?
I got it.
Okay.
So it's still going.
2016 is when it started, but it's still going. Five seconds. Amy?
Stranger Things.
Eddie?
That's Stranger Things.
Lunchbox?
Ozarks.
It's Stranger Things. Everybody's back even now.
Yeah, one to one go. To
one. This one from 2018. Name it. By the way, I believe the same person that did Game of Thrones did this music.
I was going to say, it sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
We like to start with that cymbal.
5 seconds.
The one you said, Amy.
Lunchbox, what you got?
House of Cards.
Eddie?
Sons of Anarchy.
You're both wrong.
What?
Amy, you're going to punch yourself in the neck if you don't get this one.
I put House of Cards because that's exactly what it sounds like.
From 2018, that is Yellowstone.
Oh!
I've never seen it. Dang it.
Cannot wait for Yellowstone to come back.
Yeah, me neither.
I did not want to watch Yellowstone at the beginning. I was resistant even, and I cannot wait for another episode, another season. All right, next up, can you name this one from 2013? This show is not happening anymore, by the way. Here you go.
Trap, 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 till the cages fall. The cages fall, today is new. And everyone is waiting, waiting on you. And you've got time.
No idea?
I mean, I have a guess.
Yeah. Everybody in?
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Shameless.
No. Amy.
Dexter?
No. Eddie.
This show's so good. Orange is the New Black.
Correct.
Dang it, I couldn't think of it. I knew I'd seen it. The animal.
Tap, tap, tap. Till the cage is full. The cage is full. Next up, 2015 is when this show came out. Seconds, 2015. I don't think they're making more of this show now, but they might be. There's always little spinoffs. Right? Lunchbox.
Weeds.
Incorrect. Eddie.
Plata o plomo, give me Narcos.
What?
That's what he says. Plata o plomo.
Okay.
What do you have?
Narcos.
Narcos.
Yeah.
You don't remember? That's what he always said. Give me a bullet or money.
Mr. I know Spanish. Okay.
Yeah. Plata o plomo.
All right, two more. Can you name this one? 2015. This show is not in production anymore.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, I've watched this.
Me too.
I recognize it.
Eddie's up three, Amy two, Lunchbox one right now. We got two left.
Yeah.
Almost.
I need more of a hint.
What do you mean, almost with shoot? Okay, hold on. What?
All right. Time's up, guys.
Oh!
No, you're done, Eddie.
No, time's
you're
up.
Done,
Eddie.
Dang.
Time's
up. If you would have just been listening, you'd have got it.
Dang!
Lunchbox?
Dexter.
No, I gave away the answer.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Eddie?
Well, I have Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay,
that's
incorrect.
Wrong.
Don't say anything. Amy said shoot. I said almost.
Yeah. And I was right away, S Creek.
Yeah, S Creek.
Oh my goodness. That's,
you like that show, Lunchbox.
It's a great show.
Yeah, S Creek.
That's a fantastic show.
Amy and Eddie are tied at three.
Dang.
Lunchbox is at one. Let's do the final one. Here we go. Name this TV show.
Oh!
Got it.
Man.
Anything? This show, 2020, when it started.
2020?
It's still in production. Don't look at me like I'm doing something wrong.
Well, I mean, I just was going back further.
All right. Lunchbox.
Unsolved Mysteries.
Incorrect.
Can you imagine that's the theme?
Can Eddie and I say it at the same time?
Yeah. One, two, three.
Ted Lasso.
Nice.
Yeah, you knew it, Amy, the whole time.
No, I got it right at the... That's no, right. I didn't. I thought it was that one with Mandy Moore with the crock pot and the fire.
Oh, This Is Us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then you said 2020.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, we're now to Sudden Death, Amy and Eddie. We're going to play Speed Around.
All right.
Buzz in with your name as soon as you know it. Here we go.
Amy. Walking Dead.
Incorrect.
What?
Gotta keep playing.
No!
Eddie,
what is your answer?
I killed him. No, I don't know. Is it the Making a Murder?
It's your guess.
It's Making a Murder.
Making a Murder.
Yeah!
That's correct.
Wow.
Amy went Walking Dead twice and missed it both times.
But you have to admit, they sounded kind of like it.
Do they?
I don't know.
I think the same guy does all those songs.
To me.
That's one guy.
To me, it did. Yeah.
Eddie, nice job, buddy.
Thank you
Eddie,
so much.
Eddie, nice job. There he is. Our big winner, Eddie.
Woo! I almost went House of Cards.
I did.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
Same old us.
Oh, yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
The average American adult hasn't made a new friend in 5 years. Think about this for a second. Have you made a close friend in the past 5 years?
A close friend, that's a tough one.
It is tough. And as you become an adult, you get a little more set in your ways. You're also not adventuring out as much, meeting as many people. I would say yes, I have one in the past 5 years. You, Eddie?
I would say yes, yeah. I mean, I have one maybe that I met 7 years ago here
Doesn't
in Nashville.
Count. But, Doesn't count.
But through him, I met another person I think that is a possible good friend.
Like I'm enforcing the rules like a cop. Doesn't count, man. Doesn't count.
Hey, it's a game that you started, so you can do the rules.
Scuba Steve has a story, which I wanted to bring up here. Because, Scuba, you tried to make a new friend. When is this? Back in California?
This is back when I first moved to Los Angeles, yes.
Okay, so what happened?
So you move somewhere new, you try to make some friends. So I went out to some bars, went out to a karaoke bar, and I was vibing with this one dude. We were feeling each other, we were singing songs what? Together, having a good time, drinking drinks. And then we stepped outside, had a conversation because it was too loud inside. I felt like we really
hit it
off.
This sounds like a date, though. I mean, how you're talking about it sounds like a date, like you're meeting a girl.
But it's almost like you have to court somebody now these days to make them be your friend. It's not like when you're in high school, it's easy. You're in the class with somebody, you just become friends. But as an adult, it's difficult.
So when you say you're vibing with this guy, like what does that mean?
Like we enjoy the same kind of music. We kind of work in the similar type of industry. We liked the similar kind of drinks. We just had the same kind of characteristics that we liked about life.
Okay. And so you're vibing with him. And what happens?
Vibing with him, get my business card with my phone number on it. And I'm like, hey, man, just hit me up anytime. Phone number, email address, social media is all on there. Let's get together and let's hang out some more. And it's like crickets. Like when you go on a date, you feel like you vibe, had a good time. And then just absolutely nothing after that. I reached out to him a couple different times. And I started feeling like it was a little stalkerish. But I really wanted a friend. I feel like him and I really got along. So it's like, how do you secure a friendship as an adult?
How did that end up turning out for you?
Still haven't heard from him. It's been like 5 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Do you think he just didn't like you?
I didn't get the impression that way. I felt like we really like hit it off. Like we were supposed to be best friends, but that wasn't the case apparently.
Maybe he heard you telling the story to somebody else and thought that guy's a psycho.
That's a possibility, yeah.
So he never like hit you back after you reached out to him?
Never. I reached out on social.
Did he die?
I hope not.
Man, that would actually be pretty.
We'll look up his social.
Yeah, a social security number?
Oh, no, his social media. It is weird to be an adult and try to make new friends.
It is.
Because again, when are we getting out doing new things? We kind of have our own patterns at this point. And unless you work with someone, you're probably not going to be around the similar person unless you have to be. Scuba, I'd like to reach out to this person for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe rekindle this old friendship. And I would love to book him.
Okay.
A lot of radio shows will do this fake bit called second date update or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so some are real, some are fake. That being said, we don't fake any prank calls or anything on our show. Lunchbox would just end up going to jail one day for the crap he does. But that being said, you know, what the bit is, people go on a – tell me the bit. I've never done this bit, Scuba. What's the bit on the radio people do?
Oh, the second date update?
Yeah.
So basically what it is supposedly is they go on a date and then someone from the other side either didn't get a response – or kind of like me in this scenario, and they want to find out from the radio host. They do the phone call for them to figure out what happened in the date and why didn't they reach back out.
Okay, can we do second date update with you and this guy? Like, can you track him down?
Yeah, let me see if I can dig through some contacts on my old phone and see if I can find him.
Or you can just look up his name on social media, right?
I don't remember his name. That's the sad part.
You weren't vibing that good then.
Well, I mean, once you ignore me, I kind of just wrote him off. I was like, all right, dude, later.
All right, see if you can find him. I'd love to do second date update with you, Scuba Steve.
All right, thank you. Let's do it.
How humiliating. Scuba's got to go look for a guy to book on the show.
That he didn't want to be friends with. Like,
yeah, that rejected him completely. I hope he's alive.
Me too. Because he was awesome.
We know. Scuba, you were in love. We get it, man.
Happy Independence Day.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July, day after my birthday. It's El King. My favorite 4th of July memory has got to be the fact that there's fireworks on my birthday every year. I'm almost a firecracker.
Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Little Rock, Arkansas. A man comes home from work and he's in his living room. He's like, man, it sure sounds like something's in my chimney. What's going on? And he looks up. And there's a dude in his chimney. The guy had stabbed someone, was running from police, and was going to hide in the chimney for a couple hours. And the guy got home, and he's like, uh-oh. So he called police, and they arrested him.
I'm always a little scared when he launches with, from Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm like, oh, boy.
Great.
He's going home for this one. He's going to my home.
I think most people feel like that when they hear their hometown.
I do see sometimes on Facebook, people are like, I heard him mention my hometown in the Bonehead. So the guy got arrested.
The guy got arrested. So he was running from the cops, and he was going to try to hide out in the chimney for a couple hours, but the guy showed up.
I just never would think the chimney is the place to go. There's too many people getting trapped in a chimney.
That's true. Maybe he just thought you get desperate, you know?
There you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
You've been up to the vending area? We have a whole new center up here with all kinds of food and drinks and just right up the stairs.
I haven't seen it yet. Just heard about it.
And a lot of this, though, is you can just walk into it and grab, right?
Well, it's the honor system. Supposed to put money down somewhere, right?
But I'm saying it's not in a machine.
Right.
It looks just like a convenience store where you walk in and everything's just laid out. You can grab it, scan it, and then you have this little account card or whatever, and you pay for it.
Account card?
Yeah, it's something you have to, like, sign up for online.
But someone could walk up there and grab and go without anyone knowing.
Absolutely.
Is that something you're thinking about doing?
Oh, man, I went up there and looked at it, and it is nothing but beauty, guys. I mean, you got good stuff. We're not just talking about the crap in the vending machines. This is real deal, like, food that you can actually eat and sustain your body on. And I mean, there is no one there to monitor it, and you can just get whatever you want for absolutely free.
Are there cameras in there?
That's the only problem.
Yes.
There's cameras.
Oh, yeah.
They have cameras pointed right at it.
So multiples.
You would get busted, and that's when I realized, nothing for free, guys.
Are we sure they're on?
No.
They could just be their decoy.
Like empty boxes, like empty just cases. Ooh.
Oh.
Or just not on, not wired up to
like,
anything.
Is it worth it to put security cameras up and monitor to watch for 99 cent peanuts? Like, that's the question that I would wonder.
From your employees?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we know the Lunchbox has been thinking about making a move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting a little fruit.
Go do it now. I dare you. Run up there.
There's cameras,
just
guys.
Try it.
Just go up there. Just run.
You know, Eddie wants you to take something, right? Do you know why?
He wants me to get fired.
No. Tell
why?
Him.
It's better. Guys, there's a little sign by the cameras that say, there's a reward if you report some stealing.
Oh.
So I was hoping that he goes and he's like, oh, just get that bag of chips. I call the number and be like, I'd like to report a theft.
He took a bag of chips, checked the cameras at 3 o'clock on Friday. Lunchbox stole. $100 for daddy right here.
Like, where does the number go to Dan?
For daddy?
Who does this guy, snitch, dude. What a punk. You don't want to ride
with
this
guy. Easy $100.
You're not a ride or die.
But how funny is that they do a reward system for people here at work. Somebody's going to want that $100, and someone's going to report a coworker. That's going to be amazing.
That will be cool.
They
when
should
it
put
goes
it on through the company email, though, when they report it. That should be it. The send out to all.
Yeah, then they'll never do it.
I haven't been up there. I'll go up there today and look at it. Is it awesome?
Oh, it's so cool, dude.
Next level?
Next level. Like, we need that downstairs. Like, get rid of this vending machine. Give us the good stuff.
Okay, we're done. Goodbye, everybody.
Happy Independence Day.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Happy 4th of July, y'all. Walker Hayes here. My favorite July memory is probably the year my son Baylor was born. I remember Lanny being pregnant and shooting fireworks all over the place, getting ready for a new baby.
Bobby Bones Show. Happy 4th of July.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.